All right, so let's take a look at this piece. It's from Rabbi Yerucham Olshin from Lakewood, Shlita. One of the Rashi Yeshiva in Lakewood Yeshiva. And his sefer is called Yareach LaMoadim. This is his volume on Sfira, Sa'omer, and Shavuos. And it's his first mimer on Sfira. He has a lot. His Torah is beautiful. Just really just clear and sweet. And the piece is called Kematmonim Tachpesena, which means, as we'll see, the pasuk in Mishlei, that you should tachpesena, you should search for it like matmonim, like precious gems, like precious pearls. Okay, we'll see what the context is. Let's jump right into the piece. We'll see right away what it's about. So he begins. He quotes the Rokeach. Kasef haRokeach b'sof Hilchos Pesach. Rokeach tells us. Rokeach is one of the Rishonim. He tells us in his writings on Pesach. Tisperu chamishim yom. We know the pasuk. And we're told to count up to 50 days. And the Rokeach reveals to us a deep thing. Kinun share binahim. There are 50 gates of understanding. 50 gates of bina. Mem tes yamim monim. Keneged mem tes sha'arim. Shemasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemoshe. Why do we count 49 days? Why don't we count 50 days? Obviously the 50th day itself is Shavuos. But why do we count 49 days? Corresponding to the 49 gates of wisdom, of understanding, that Hashem granted Moshe Rabbeinu. Lakach monim ad nun yamim. And therefore we count up to day 50. We want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to understand as much as humanly possible. And then the Rokeach says, Ukamem tes monim tach besena. Now he's making a play on words here. As I told you, as we'll see, this is a pasuk in Mishlei. Matmonim means some type of, again, expensive or precious gem. Right? Pearls, diamonds, rubies. And it's describing the search. The search for Torah should be like one searches for gold, one digs for gold, one digs for diamonds. But he's making a play on words. He's saying matmonim is also mem tes monim, which means to count 49. The search for the count of 49. Now, Rav Yerucham Olshin introduces us to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 49 levels of understanding out of 50. But the question is, what does that have to do with us? And what exactly is this remez, this play on words that he's making? He's taking the word matmonim and breaking it up into mem tes monim, 49 days of counting. Matmonim, mem tes monim. Very interesting. We need to understand what that's about. Okay, so let's scroll down a little bit. We want to really, this is what we really want to understand. What is the Rokeach referring to when he says, Ukamem tes monim tach besena? Dekavanasu lichora lelashon ha-pasuk b'mishlei. He's clearly alluding to the pasuk in the second chapter of Mishlei. Im tevakshena kakosef v'chamat monim. If you search for it, and of course the it in the pasuk is Torah, Hashem, spirituality, Torah and mitzvos. If you search for it with the same passion, the same fervor that one searches for money, if you pursue it the same way that a person who is pursuing treasures, is searching for hidden treasures, says the pasuk, Oz tavin yiras Hashem v'das Elokim timtza. Then you will discover yiras Hashem, and then you will come to an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll come to understand the knowledge of Hashem. So again, the same way that a person who's crazy, you know, for money, a person who's excited for rare items, works hard to search them out, right, to acquire them, so too a person who wants to be connected to Hashem, wants to be connected to Torah, has to search in a very passionate way. Okay. Umizbar lefi remezeh. So we see, again, from this pasuk, right, it says kimatmonim, which again means hidden treasure, which again the Rokeach is explaining mem tes yemei sfira, mem tes mon. We count 49. So somehow the search and the count of sfira is related to this pasuk. Now, here's the problem, and here's the main question. The main question is, if I were to show you this pasuk, not in the context of the Rokeach, not in the context of sfira sa'omer, if I just of the second parak of Mishlei. If you search for it like silver, if you hunt for it, you search for it like hidden treasures, so what would you say? What would you say the pasuk is talking about? It's talking about a person who's what? Who's working hard in Torah. The way that a person, right, a person who's, you know, digging for gold, is going to work very hard. He's going to search. That's what the pasuk is describing. Seeking and searching, right? To be mavakish, to be machapes, to be searching for something. And that's how the Mefarshim understand this pasuk, by the way. The pasuk is typically understood as what? As a person who has a drive to work hard in Torah. A person who's searching for Torah. Right? As he writes here, and continuing on the top of the next page, he says that the Mefarshim understand this pasuk, Dekai ala melis v'yagia b'Torah. It's talking about a person who works hard in Torah. Shehidugmas bakashas kesef, v'chipas matbonim. Like a person who's trying to start a business and wants to make a lot of money. And he's got this, you know, taiva for kesef. He wants to find treasures. And he's willing to go into you know, caves to search for diamonds. He's digging in the earth to discover gold. Right? He's willing to put in tremendous effort because he knows that the value of what he's searching for is tremendous. So usually we think of this pasuk as describing a person who's what? Who's putting in tremendous effort in searching and working hard in Torah. He quotes the Gemara in Megillah a couple lines down. Yagati umatsasi tamen. If a person says, Yagati, I worked hard, and I discovered Torah, he should be believed. But the question is, how hard is Sfiras HaOmer? How hard is Sfiras HaOmer? It's a hard mitzvah? Not a hard mitzvah. Maybe it's hard to remember a little bit, okay. But I'm saying the actual performance of the mitzvah. What's harder? A tosos or counting Sfiras HaOmer? Cracking your head on a tosos is much harder. Understanding a passage like we will today, Mirtz Hashem, in the Bir Halacha, right? It's harder than saying Hayom Tisha Yamim, which is 1 week and 2 days of the Omer. It's not hard at all. So the question is, V'im kein kasha lahavin, mashe ramaz harokeach b'tevos k'mat monim. I understand he's making a play on words, I get it, but I don't understand. What's the bikush? What's the chipus? What's the searching? What's the seeking in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Halo ein bashum amil v'yagia v'chipus achar davar hakasha lahasig. It's not a search. It's not hard. It's not like you're pursuing something hidden. Sfiras HaOmer is a simple thing. It's easy. It's orderly. It's structured for us. And to such a degree that what? That's such an easy thing? Dafka Sfiras HaOmer, you make a remez. Ukumat monim tach pesena. Search for it like a person searching for diamonds, searching for hidden treasures. Very strange. Hard to understand. So he tells us an unbelievable story. And Chev, I hope you'll remember this story for the rest of your life. It's an amazing story. It's a big secret to success in Torah. And obviously that's what we're heading towards now. We're heading towards Shavuos. So you need to understand this story. The story was told by Rav Aryeh Leib Bakst. Rav Aryeh Leib Bakst is a Rosh Yeshiva. The Yeshiva was, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a Rosh Yeshiva in Detroit. And he told a story about the Meshech Chachma, also known as the Or Sameach, also known as Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen from Dvinsk. Okay, the Meshech Chachma is Sefer HaChumash, the Or Sameach on the Rambam. Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen Midvinsk. Rav Aryeh Leib Bakst shared the following story that he heard from a relative of his. He had a relative who had the schus of learning b'chavrusa with Rav Meir Simcha, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, with Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. And he said one time, Pam achas be'is limudam, niskashu ma'od b'divrei tosos echad. They were learning together and they got stuck on a difficult tosos and they were trying to solve it. And here they were, these two great minds, working together to solve the tosos. They couldn't figure it out. Rav Meir Simcha said, listen, we're not getting it. Let's stop learning, and let's dive into Hashem that we should be able to understand. Let's ask the one who's responsible for all wisdom. Let's ask Hashem for help. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, that Hashem is the one who has all the Chachma. We should ask Rachmanis, we should ask for assistance, divine assistance, from the one who is responsible for all the Chachma. Right, Hashem is in charge of the Chachma. Ki Hashem yitin Chachma mipiv, dasu svuna. So then Rav Meir Simcha said to him, and here's the key point, but he said, how should we daven? How do you daven for success in Torah? You're stuck on a difficult passage, or you're just not feeling it. You're not feeling inspired in your learning. So what's the best way to daven for success in Torah? Rav Meir Simcha told him, "Sheyispalu b'miyuchad lizkos la'avas haTorah." We should specifically daven, not to understand Torah, but to love Torah. Now, you're struggling to understand the Tosfos. Why are you davening for the love of Torah? And after they finish davening, an amazing sight, there's a great gon, realizing that it's not up to me, I need Hashem's assistance to understand anything. After they finished davening, they went back to their learning, and all of a sudden they were able to understand what they couldn't understand before. It worked, the tefillah worked. So his chavrusa asked him, "I don't understand, Rabbi, I don't understand, my dear chavrusa. Why did you tell me specifically to daven for Ava Satora? Why don't we ask for what? For understanding of Torah. Why are we davening for love of Torah?" So he answered him with the following mashal. He said, "I'll give you a mashal to explain. Imagine a woman, Leisha Shemasra Asatinok Shola. Imagine a woman, she gave over her child to her neighbor to watch. I have to go to the supermarket. Can you watch my child? Sure, no problem. What happens? The baby starts to cry. And the neighbor takes this child and tries to calm the child down. And the child's screaming, and the child's screaming. And this poor lady next door can't figure out what's wrong with this child. Checks the diaper. Maybe there's a dirty diaper. Maybe the baby's hungry. Child screaming and screaming. Can't figure it out. All of a sudden, the mother comes back. And in 2 seconds, the mother's able to figure out what's going on with this baby. So what's the pshat? How does that happen? So explain to Rav Meir Simcha. Why is it that if one part of your body hurts, the whole body hurts? Why is it that sometimes if you break your arm, it hurts your whole body? Obviously, it hurts most in the arm. God forbid if you break your arm. Right? But your whole body feels the repercussions of that. Why is that? Because it's one guf. So explain to Rav Meir Simcha. A mother's love for her child is so deep. The connection between mother and child, even after the child has left the mother's womb, has been born into the world. The love between a mother and a child is so deep that the ima is able to feel whatever's going on with her child. It's almost as if, he writes here, keguch echarim bina. She's like one person. She's like one body with her child. V'lachein kasher mitztar hatinok. And therefore, when the child is in pain, the mother feels the pain and understands the cry and immediately is able to help. So said Rav Meir Simcha, why do we daven for Avas HaTorah? If you're not understanding Torah, so daven to understand Torah. Why are you davening to love Torah? What is it about the mother's love for the child that helps the mother to understand the child? It's a beautiful mashal. The mother loves the child so much that it's that bond of love that makes the mother one with the child. And because the mother is one with the child, just like your arm, if the right arm, right, if your right arm is hurting, your left arm feels it and vice versa. So similarly, the mother, because of her connection to the child, she's able to feel what the child is feeling. She's able to understand what the pain of the child is. So said Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen Midvinsk, said the Holy Meshech Chachma, said the Or Sameach, when a person doesn't understand something in Torah, it's because they're a little bit disconnected from Torah. The way to connect to Torah is through Avas HaTorah. Ki avanas ha'adam b'Torah tluya b'shir avaso la'Torah. The ability to understand Torah is dependent upon one's love of Torah. Ki al yedeshu oevas ha'Torah hu mechubar la'Torah v'nasa ke'echadam ha'Torah. You become one with the Torah. As the Zohar tells us that Yisrael v'oreis achad, the Jewish people in the Torah be'etzem, on an essential level, are one. So to the degree that we cling to the Torah, through our love of Torah, love creates a bond, we come to understand the Torah. We become insiders in the inner mind of Torah, the inner world of Torah. And we're able to understand what it is that the Torah is trying to convey. We understand it not as an outsider looking in, but as an insider feeling it from within. So says Rav Yerucham Olshin, wow. Hare lamadnu me'uvda zu davar nifla mi'od. We learn a wondrous thing from this story. What an amazing story, what an amazing mashal. Shezechiyas ha'odam b'havanas ha'Torah tluya b'ahavaso l'Torah. That success in understanding Torah is dependent upon your love of Torah. Chaver, this is a really, really important point. When people say, I'm not good at learning, I don't understand Gemara, it's too hard for me, Right? A lot of that is stems from a lack of ahava and a lack of ratzon. Because if you really loved it, if you really loved Torah, and if you really had a desire, you would find a way to get good at it. More often than not, when people say they don't like Torah, it's because they're not good at Torah. And they're not good at Torah because they didn't practice it enough. And they didn't practice it enough because they think that they don't enjoy it. But if they work on loving it and they immerse themselves in it, not only will they come to enjoy it even more, but they'll get good at it. And when you're good at it, you enjoy it that much more. You'll start to understand it. But what a yisod and a sod. What an amazing secret. That success in Torah is dependent upon one's avas Torah. And therefore, if you're struggling to learn Torah, daven to Hashem to help you to love Torah more. He goes on to explain in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, Rav Aaron, the founder of Lakewood, the great Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Aaron explains in his writings in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. He explains in the following way. Bnei Torah shetorasum umnasum. Bnei Torah whose learning is their profession. He's talking to someone who learns full time. Yesod v'ikar gadol b'talmudam hu. A person who spends a lot of time learning Torah. But a tremendous yesod to their success in Torah. Hayachas shalehem l'Torah. How do they relate to Torah? Do they feel a deep connection to Torah? Do they have an ahava sha'ovim asa Torah? And he quotes a remarkable passage from a medrash. The medrash, in a collection of medrashim, in a section called Marganisa de Beirav, the medrash says that the Torah speaks to us, almost like a personality. The Torah is a living entity. Torah Hashem tamima omedis lifnei ha'adam b'shashu osek v'mishnasa. The Torah gets up before a person when we're learning. So you open up your Gemara Psachim, and the Torah stands before you as a person, as an entity. Va'omeres, and the Torah, in the feminine, speaks to you and says, Hashem imcha gibur hachayel. The Torah gives you a pump-up speech. The Torah says, may the force be with you. Hashem should give you the strength. Hashem should give you the strength as you go out to battle, the battle of Torah. Hinei basi lilameitcha, I'm here to teach you. I'm here to inspire you. Al kein yasasi lekroscha leshachar panecha v'emtzacha. I'm here to present my face to you. I'm here to have an encounter with you. And I want you to discover me. Ashrecha im tizkereini. Ashrecha im belivcha titzmeneini. Ashrecha im tekaimeini. The Torah is speaking to us. Ashrecha, if you learn me, if you remember me, if you're connected to me. Ashrecha, if you put my messages in your heart. Ashrecha, if you live the Torah. Ashrecha im tishmeini, if you listen to the Torah. Uvechol yom bi yehei zamamecha ki bi yerbu yamecha. And all day I should be your plan, I should be your goal, I should be your drive. Because through me, you'll have a lengthening of days. Explains Rav Aaron Cutler in his Sefer Mishnah Srebi Aaron. What does it mean? What does it mean the Torah is speaking to us? V'hainu da Torah atzma shehi mitzias mamish. The Torah is a living entity, it's a Torah's chayim. Picture the Torah sitting with you. The Torah has feelings. The Torah wants to feel loved by us, and the Torah is hurt when we ignore it. The Torah is a mitzias mamish. Melamedis v'nosenes bino la'oskim ba u'lahogim ba karoi. The Torah is cheering for us. The Torah is giving us advice. The Torah is guiding us. And the Torah is saying to us, Ani ohevai ehav. Those who love me, I love them back. U'mishacharai yimtza'unani. And those who want to encounter me, will find me. Those who are interested in a relationship with me, will have a relationship with me. And it explains Rav Aaron Cutler, it's not just that a person who learns Torah is collecting ideas. It's not merely an intellectual pursuit, it's a relationship. It's not just that he's yodea ma v'ketzad l'kayim ha-mitzvos, he knows a thing or two about how to fulfill mitzvos. Elisha etzem v'siyas ha-Torah milamedes la'adam. The Torah, as a Rebbe, as a chavrusa, as a friend, as a spouse, comes and wants to have a relationship with you, wants to teach you, wants to learn from you, wants to love you, wants to be loved by you. Hari mevuar midvarav, so again explains what we see from Rav Aaron Cutler's words, is that the Torah is a metzias chayev akayemis, the Torah is a living entity. U'kesha adam lo meid es ha-Torah, ha-Torah atzma ba es lo lelamit oso es atzma. The Torah wants to teach itself to you. The Torah wants to reveal itself to you. As the Malbim explains that pasuk, again that we just quoted, right? And those who love me, I love them back. Misha kvar davak b'chachma la'avosa. If you love the Torah, If you love, wow, Torah, you're so sweet, you have such beautiful images. Tehava chachma gamoso, then the wisdom will love you back, the Torah will love you back, and the Torah will be megala its sodos to you. The Torah will reveal its... There's a mashal I heard many years ago from my brother, Rav Davidel, from Rav Kook. It's in the biography, one of the beautiful biographies of Rav Kook. Such a beautiful mashal. I think about it all the time. The mashal of really what we're describing here, the love relationship that we have with Torah. Rav Kook gave the following mashal. Imagine there's a young man who's dating, and his family happens to have a close relationship with another family in the neighborhood, and they have this daughter. She's the most unbelievable girl, really the most wonderful spouse that anyone could possibly imagine. And all the people in the neighborhood are trying to figure out a way to get a date with this girl. It just so happens that this fellow, because of his family connection, their old family friends, so somehow the parents get together and they say, oh, it'd be so nice, you know, if our son married your daughter. The girl knows this guy. She's not interested in this guy. He's a bal gaiva, he's full of himself. Right? And she's a balas midos tovos. She's a very fine young lady. And she's not really interested in this fellow at all. She knows that he's not an impressive guy. But her parents are pressuring her to go on a date with him because of the old family connection. So anyways, she, out of, you know, the tremendous respect that she has for her parents, she agrees to go on one date. Okay, so the shidduch is arranged. So this fellow, all of his friends are like, oh my gosh, you're going out with Sprinza. You are such a lucky guy. Wow, well, we would do anything to go on a date with Sprinza. And he's like, whatever, you know, I'm a great guy. So she probably, you know, begged her parents to go on a date with me or whatever. Yeah, you know, whatever, we'll see, you know, we'll give it a shot. And like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You should like marry her before you even go on the date. Everyone knows she's like she's the greatest. Everyone talks about her. She's unbelievable. Her midos and her, she's smart and she's funny and she's fun to be around and she's attractive. Everything. She has all the qualities you could possibly desire. She's kind and generous. And this guy's like, whatever, we'll see. He goes to pick her up for the date. And she gets in the car, and he sees the way that she's dressed. It's like a little off, you know. It's like a weird outfit. Everyone says, you know, she's so attractive. Physically, she looks kind of funny. And they go on the date, and he tries to engage her in conversation. She's kind of dull, kind of boring, not really so smart. Everyone says she's so smart. Everyone says she has such great personality. She's kind of quiet. Doesn't really have, you know, much personality at all. And they go out to a restaurant, and she's very rude to the waiter. And this guy's like, everyone said she has such nice midos, and the way she spoke to the waiter was so rude. He decides after the first date he's not interested at all. And he decides, you know, he says thanks but no thanks. Tells the shadchan, you know, we're not even going to give it a second shot. And he goes back and he starts telling his friends what happened. He says, I don't know what everyone sees in this girl. She's like, she's not that great at all. So his friends start laughing at him. They say, you're such a fool. Don't you understand what happened here? Don't you understand? They had found out, they understood. The only reason she agreed to go on a date was because her parents pressured her to go out with you because of the old family connection. She has zero interest in marrying you. So she made herself physically unattractive. She made herself undesirable. She did everything she could to be a turnoff to you because she doesn't want to be with you. She's not interested in you. All the things that they say about her are true. We know that they're true. They're objectively true. She must have played this part. She must have made herself unattractive to you because she doesn't want to be with you, because of the way that you approached her. Explained to Rav Kook, it's the same thing with Torah. When we come to the Torah is the most beautiful thing in the world. The Torah is the smartest thing in the world. The Torah is the most enjoyable thing in the world. But when we come to the Torah as haughty individuals, saying to the Torah, we'll see, I'll give you a chance. You prove yourself to me. You impress me. The Torah says, I need to impress you. I'm not interested. And the Torah makes itself boring and dull, and the Torah makes itself unattractive to us because we showed up with this sense of entitlement. When we come to the Torah with humility and we say, we know you, Torah, you have the most wonderful reputation in the world. And now we're here with humility and so thankful for the opportunity to even sit across from the table from you, so to speak, even one time. Then the Torah starts to display its beauty. The Torah starts to open itself up. We're going to start Emir Tzashem to learn this week from our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, his comments on Pirkei Avos. How does Pirkei Avos begin? Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. Right, we'll see, as the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, as the Avodas Yisrael explains, and many others explain. It's the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu that makes him worthy of Torah. It's the humility of Har Sinai that makes itself worthy of Torah. So therefore, if we want to have a relationship with Torah, we have to love Torah, to treat Torah with respect. We have to show the Torah that we're excited about the opportunity to get to know Torah, right? To realize that Torah is worth all the effort in the world. And now we're starting to understand a little bit what the Rokeach was talking about. What does it mean, Sfiras HaOmer is a period of time where we think about this phrase, V'chamatmonim tach pesena, to search for it like hidden treasures. Sfiras HaOmer is easy, you just count the day, count another day, count another day. But we have to realize what we're doing. We're counting the days till Kabbalah Satorah. We're anticipating that relationship, that encounter with Hashem, that Hashem is going to give us the Torah again. And therefore, we have to show up to these days with what? With a tremendous sense of what? Of bikush, of longing, of desire, of wanting something special, being prepared to put in all the effort in the world to love the Torah, to become one with the Torah, and therefore to be zochah to receive the Torah. He continues on the top of the next page. He says, perhaps we can go a step deeper to understand this yesod. Says Rav Yocham Olshan, I saw in a sefer called Ayala Sahavim, the Ksavim, the writings of Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant, who explains the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos, the very bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, says, Gidola Shimusha Yoser Milimuta. Greater is the Shimush of Torah than the learning of Torah. We learn from the way that Elisha took care of his Rebbe Eliyahu, that the way that Elisha was Meshamish's Rebbe is even greater than Lima Torah. More important is the Shimush of Torah than the learning of Torah. What does that mean? What does that mean? So if you're walking in yeshiva and you see Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita, right? So instead of going over to Rav Schachter and learning from him, it's more valuable than listening to a shir. It's more valuable to hold the door for him. To say, Rebbe, can I get you a cup of coffee? Well, what does that mean? Gadol Shimusha. Can I offer you a ride? That's more valuable. Attending to the mundane needs of Talmud Chacham, of a tzaddik, that's more valuable than the study of Torah. What does that mean? Ve'enu muvan lechor. It's hard to understand what this means. Halo kol ikar kavod shel Talmud Chacham hu b'shvil Torasso. The whole reason that we give kavod to the Talmud Chacham is because of his Torah. So that's what I want from him. I want his Torah. Ve'eich zah shimush hu gadol me'limut shalom inu mekavom yito. So how could it be that being meshamish him is greater than what? Is greater than learning from him. But explained Rav Yosef Zundel of Salant, Adam ha'inyan hu kach, ki ha'ikar ma shenidrash me'itanu hu ha'amel. Our job, again, when it comes to Torah, is what? Is to try, to make the effort, to put in the effort. Ki ha'yedei ha'amel nikar v'giloi ahavaso v'chukaso shal adam l'chachma. What am I saying when I work hard in Torah? What am I saying about my attitude towards Torah when I show up to shir on time? What am I saying when I work hard to try to understand? What am I saying when I take notes in shir? What am I saying when I try to remember the idea and share it with a friend? What am I saying about myself? I'm saying I care about Torah. I'm saying I love Torah. I'm saying it's worth the effort. It's worth the effort. And therefore, when a person is mishamish a Talmud Chacham, when I show honor to the Talmud Chacham by putting in time to do sort of the extra things, I'm showing my love for what this person has, which is Torah. L'chein kishamafkir es atzmo kol kach l'shamish u'l'sharis es rabo. When a person's running around to give honor to a Talmud Chacham, k'dei l'kav menu chachma v'das, right? When I'm doing that because I want to draw close to this person, because they have the greatest thing in the world, which is Torah. Harei mara ahavaso u'chukoso l'divrei Elokim Chayim Yisbarach. I'm showing my love for Torah. I'm prepared to do whatever it takes in order to get it. I understand that I don't only acquire Torah in the shir, but I want to spend time with what? With my rebbeim outside of shir, because I realize that in that car ride or in that encounter walking down the street, helping the rebbe carry his bag or whatever it is, I have the opportunity to learn something also, and that's an expression of what? That extra effort shows the extra love that a person has for Torah. So again, says Rav Yocham Olshan, we see such a beautiful yesod. The ikar inyan ha'amegalus va'yegiya b'torah hu mitzad mashahi ba mitoch ava oza uchuka kavira l'torah. What motivates me to work hard in Torah? What makes it worth my effort? And the answer is if I love Torah. If I really love Torah and I realize how precious it is. If I realize, again, k'matmonim techpesena. If I realize it's like a precious diamond, like a precious gem, then it's worth it to make all the efforts in the world to try to acquire it. He says in the bottom paragraph of this page, we'll finish in just 5 more minutes. We'll just turn to the last page in a moment. Shuv samachti ba'omrim li. Says Rabbi Yerucham Olshem, I was so excited when they told me that the way that we explained is very similar to the way Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer Mishlei explains the very pasuk we're talking about. The pasuk v'chimat monim tach b'sena. He writes, shetis'ariv l'nasho ha'chachma, that a person's soul should find such sweetness from wisdom, from the wisdom of Torah, v'lo yihye alav iska l'torech mirov ha'ava, that you love it so much that it's never burdensome to you. It's never boring to you. It's never too difficult. It's always worth it. It's a hard sugya. It's hard to follow. This Rishon says like that, and that Rishon says like this, and it's not even halacha l'maisa, so what's the difference does it make? Right? And it's a hard topic, or it's a hard daf of Gemara, and the words are hard, and I have to sit here, and I'm trying to figure out what this word means, or what that word means, and I'm trying to put it together. It's a difficult puzzle. But if you love it, it's worth it. When Yaakov Avinu worked for Rachel, he loved her so much that it flew by. The time flew by, the years flew by. It was easy for him. You know why? Because he loved her so much. And therefore, ki'inyan choyfes matmonim, like a person who's digging for a buried treasure. They know they have to dig and dig and dig, but if they know that there's a treasure somewhere down there, they're going to find the strength to keep digging. Shehuga lo kiyesh matmon v'bayi says that. They know there's a diamond buried beneath the floor of this home, or bebika hazos, or in this deep valley. In this field, you're going to find, as long as you keep digging, it might be hot outside, and his hands might be aching, but he knows what he's about to discover. It makes it all worth it. He doesn't feel the pain. He doesn't feel the thirst. He doesn't feel the heat. It doesn't bother him at all to search for it. He understands why. Because as soon as he finds that treasure chest, he's rich forever. And to the degree that one finds sweetness in the effort of Torah, their eyes and their mind will be opened to receive the Torah and to hold on to that Torah. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Nachalti eid vosecha li'ola, that your mitzvos are my nachla, are my inheritance, are my heritage, are my land, are my portion. Ki sason libi hema, because they give me such delight. And therefore, we're understanding, again, Sfiras Omer, yes, the mitzvah itself is an easy mitzvah. But the goal is to search and to search and to want to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who reached the 49 out of 50 levels of understanding, to strive for as much as humanly possible. Last but not least, we'll end with the words of the Sefer Achinuch, which how could you not review these words in the days of Sfiras Omer? He says, let's just end with the words of the Sefer Achinuch, describing to us the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. The Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah 306, the same gemacho as the word dvash, because the Torah is sweet. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. How do we understand this mitzvah? What is Sfiras Omer? Lefi Shekol Yikaron Shel Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. Because what does it mean to be a Jew if you're not serious about learning Torah? What makes us Jewish? The essence of being a Jew is Torah. V'yaikr v'hasiba shenigalu v'yatsu me'mitzrayim. What is the point of the freedom, chevra, that we just got on Pesach if we're not going to come back to Shir with excitement to learn? What's the point of being free? Free from what? Free from what? Free to be slave to some taiva? We're freed from Mitzrayim to be able to be close to Hashem and to embrace that and to love that. What's the point of the freedom? The Ikr Cheres is what? The freedom from Mitzrayim is Kadesh Yekablu HaTorah B'Sinai and to live it, to keep it. As Moshe Rabbeinu was told when he first met Hashem by the burning bush, v'zeh lecha ha'os, ki anochi shalachticha, bo'tziach ha'sa'am mi'mitzrayim, ta'avdun es elokim ala har hazeh. How do you know that the circle has been complete? How do you know that you've achieved the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim? When you're zoche to what? Ta'avdun es elokim ala har hazeh. When you come to serve me on this mountain, when you come back to Har Sinai and receive the Torah, ta'avod nun, as the Mefarshim explain, as the Megala Mukos, and other tzaddikim explain, ta'avod nun, after counting 49 days, the avoda of counting up to day 50, you come to Har Sinai, now you've achieved cheres. Kihi kol ikaron shel Yisrael, uva'avura nig'alu va'alu l'chol agadula sha'alu ala. All of the greatness that we achieved on the way out of Mitzrayim was for this purpose. Nitztavinu limnos v'machar eshal Pesach ad yom nesina satora. And therefore we count from the second Pesach until we come to Kabbalah Satorah. to reveal, to remind ourselves, laharos menafshenu, to set it in our heart, to display it to ourselves, the will, the great desire that we have for that most desirable day of our heart. Ke'eved yishaf tzel, like a hard worker who looks forward to sitting in the shade and basking in the shade after a hard day of work. Interesting, that's the description of Kabbalah Satorah. Receiving the Torah is like a person sitting in a hammock, drinking an ice cold lemonade after a hard day of work. Yeah, that's how sweet Torah is. So when you're involved in it, yes, it's hard work, but it's so relaxing, it's so enjoyable, it's so pleasurable. Ve'yimne tamid masa yavo ha'es, like a person counting down the moments until they're able to what? To relax a little bit. The Jewish people were on edge, we left Mitzrayim, but we don't feel settled. Ah, we got the Torah, now all's good. Now we've achieved our cheras. Because a true Ben Choren is a person who studies Torah. A person who's able to appreciate the gift of Torah and to bask in its presence. Right? To sit in the shadow of the Torah, the shade of the Torah, and to just enjoy the sweetness of Torah. Okay, so Chaver, this is the secret that the Rokeach is revealing to us in a pasuk in Mishlah. To search for it like hidden treasures. It's such an easy mitzvah. And yet we see this connection. We want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, the 49th level of understanding. Strive as much as you can to understand it. Because if you love something, there's nothing you wouldn't do to express that love and to deepen that relationship. And again, and use this technique. Use the technique of Rameir Simcha Kohen of Dvinsk. When you're having a hard time learning, don't daven, Hashem, make me smarter. That's not what you're supposed to daven for. Daven to Hashem, make me love Torah more. Because if I love Torah, I'll cling to Torah. Like the muscle of the mother and the baby. When I'm one with something, I know exactly what it needs. So when I become one with the Torah, when I believe the Torah is calling out to me, and the Torah is saying to me, I love you to the degree that you love me. Let's have a relationship together. When I love the Torah opens itself up to me. And then a person keeps climbing, to the many madrigos of understanding of Torah, and is able to enjoy it. And none of the tircha is seen as a burden at all. It becomes nothing other than the sweetness and the pleasure of Torah. All right, we'll stop here for today. We thank Rav Yerucham Olshin from the Lakewood Yeshiva for his beautiful presentation of the words of the Rokeach and all these other great tzaddikim. And we should be zocha to feel that sweetness of Torah in our life.